My trap appears to have caught something. I wonder what it will be. Last night it was a deer, and the night before that, a wolf. I lick my lips as I slowly approach my web and take in the sound of the struggling creature. It's large and full of life. Something like that could feed me for days. As I approach, I can feel the struggles become desperate. They hear my approach and fear me. Their fear will be almost as good as their flesh. My web is in sight, and I see it. My prey. It's no wolf, and it definitely isn't a deer. I slowly approach to get a better look, and as I get closer, it stops struggling. What prey has wandered into my web? What foolish prey? I climb along the underside of my web and I'm directly under my prey. That's when I see you, a human. Oh, how interesting tonight has become. I make my way to my prey, and I can tell that they know I'm here, but they don't know where. Hello, little human. I approach you. You call out into the darkness, hoping to find someone to aid you, but all you hear back is your own echo. I crawl on top of you, my massive arachnid body over your legs, and my human body leaning close so that I'm looking in your eyes. Your eyes are beautiful, so wide and full of fear. It's not hard for people to know what I am. Even in the darkness, my eyes give it away. And while I have never seen a human before, I know that they know of me, and that I know of them. The question here is, are the stories true? Judging by your fear, my intentions might not be far off from what you've been told. But since this is the first human I've seen, why not have a little fun? Do you know what I am? There is no reply. I lean in closer so that my mouth is right against your ear. Do you know what I am? This time you answer. Please don't hurt me. I let out a chuckle at this. What exactly do you think I'm going to do to you? I watch as you struggle to form words. You know full well what I'm referring to, but you don't want to say it, as if your words had bearing on what I do next. You shut your mouth and shake your head. I let out another chuckle, and you shudder under me. Well then, I suppose I should explain. I run my hand along your cheek. My hands are covered in chitin, causing them to resemble claws. Any more pressure, and those sharp tips on my fingers would cut your skin. I'm going to start by tying you up. And with that, I spring to action. I start by pinning your arms to your sides. A few strands run over them and your body completely immobilizing them. But then I stop. A thought intrigues me. I move back up your face and with both hands examine you. You're male. You sheepishly nod your head. I move back down to continue binding you. I spread your legs, tying each of them to my web to keep you in place. Your breathing quickens. This position seems to invoke a natural response, whether you want it or not. I move my hands along your legs and search for the best place to tear away your coverings. One swipe is all I need, And then I tear away the fabric and cast it aside. My clawed hands approach the fabric covering your waist, and I feel vibrations along my web as you shake your head. This is your fate, prey. Enjoy it. And with that, your penis is released, already hard, but not nearly as hard as I can make it. I move back up to get a good look at your neck and find the perfect spot to bite. And then I do it. Immediately your body begins to heat up and I move back down to your waist. Your penis is harder, but still not ready. You are looking at me. In the dim light, you can see my head moving closer to your penis. And as I open my mouth and show off my long tongue, your eyes widen. I lick up and down your shaft. The residual venom from the bite that remains on my tongue causes where I lick to tingle. But that's not all that happens. You feel something strange. I know you do because you tilt your head back and tense up. My saliva is like liquid silk. It flows down your shaft slowly and leaves a sticky trail behind. And as I lick all over your shaft, the silk forms a puddle at your base before streaming down to your sac, which has become engorged with seed. I stop licking. Down here, prey. Eyes on me. You look down at me, trembling. And I won't move one of my fingers over the tip and catch some of the silk on the point. I pull up, and just that one strand causes the silk to follow, pulling up as if you were being stroked. I move my hand away and move my mouth to your tip and kiss. The suction of my lips causes the silk to move upward slightly, gently pulling on your shaft and seed sac. And then I take your entire penis in my mouth and suck. My tongue presses against your shaft and coils around it, licking and teasing. The head of your penis is in my throat, which seems to pulsate, squeezing it tightly as I continue to push you deeper and deeper, as if to swallow you whole by sucking on your penis. You let out whimpers and cries, but they only convince me to increase my intensity. I feel a pulse run through your shaft and quickly press my lips against your base, creating a vacuum seal around it. You cry out desperately. I just stopped your orgasm, but you are not ready to release. I will not let you release until I feel you are ready. I continue to suck. A drop of precum forms at your tip, and I move my mouth up to navigate my tongue to catch it. The taste is divine. Such an exquisite taste should be relished. I could preserve him, feed him with the food that falls in my web, and drink from him in return. I slowly lose my head up and release him with a loud pop that echoes through the cave. My prey, I will give you an offer that you would be foolish to refuse. You look at me, trembling and wide-eyed. If you agree to act as my food source, I will feed you and care for you. But if you refuse, I will suck you dry here and now. I move along my web so that I'm right against your face. Answer now, or I will clamp back on tightly and suck at your penis. You will know pleasure and pain beyond comprehension as I suck and suck and suck. Your balls will go inwards as everything in your body is fed directly to me through your cock. And even as you scream and cry and plead, I will not stop sucking. By the end of it, the pleasure will drive you insane, and I will continue to suck long after your weakened whimpers have ceased, long after your struggles have stopped, until there is nothing left of you but skin and bone all sucked away. The thought brings forth new fear in you, but your penis twitches at the sound of pleasure. Does the thought intrigue you? Do you want me to move back down and make your penis disappear into my throat? To have the last things you hear be the sound of me sucking everything out of you? Can you even begin to imagine how that would feel? A never-ending orgasm as you simply wither away. Or I could stop before that point. Of course, I will still feed on your seed and any nutrients you can spare, but you will live. I place a hand under your chin and tilt your head up. Nod if you want me to spare you. You nod your head and smile. Good. I lean down and kiss you. As I kiss you, I bite your lip with my fangs. Not enough to draw more than a single drop of blood, but it's enough. The venom I have injected is a venom which I never knew the proper use for, nor have I ever been able to use it. But now that I take you into my care, I understand its purpose. It's to stop my other dose from killing you. I pull away and your eyes no longer show fear. Good prey. I move back down your penis. By now it's swollen and pre-cum is streaming from this tip, along with small droplets of cum, which your swollen balls weren't able to store. As I move closer to your penis, you start to shudder, your breath shallow and fast with anticipation. I smile and open my mouth and take you inside once more. My suction is designed to stimulate orgasms at a constant rate. Even if you run out of seed, I will continue to suck, and your body will convulse as I give you dry orgasm after dry orgasm. While I might not be sucking out your brain, I will most certainly suck out your mind. You know no pleasure such as this. I clamp down and suck. I feel your penis as it pulses in my mouth, pre-cum practically shooting out as I suck, and I know that you are ready. I place my hands on your rear and push you into me as I suck harder than you thought possible. Mm. Your seed shoots from your penis and down my throat, and I swallow it all. You continue to shoot rope after rope of cum, and you're shaking and screaming. But I don't stop, and neither does your penis. Rope after rope, I suck harder and more ferociously, eager to consume all of your seed. You go limp in my web, but your penis still shoots. The streams get smaller and smaller, but you're still orgasming. Your spent penis is unable to go soft in my mouth, and I suck and wrap my tongue around it, eager to feast on the few remaining drops. Your limp body tenses up with every orgasm, and only after you've had many dry orgasms do I give you one final suck, stronger than anything you've ever felt before. And then I release you. Your penis instantly becomes flaccid, as if scared of me, which it should be. I lean down and give it one final kiss before moving up to face you. You are barely conscious, and your eyes are dim but still hold some light. An impressive feat, all things considered. I use my back legs to cut your legs free, and use my hands to free your hands and torso in order to take you into my arms. I am much larger than you, and am able to carry you easily. I weave a new line of silk and wrap it around your shivering body before planting a kiss on your forehead. You fall asleep in my arms, bundled in my web, my prey and lover.